Silverton Audio presents the unabridged recording of First Deceit, written by Henry Farley, narrated by Connor Goff. Chapter 1. The Pickup. Elsa Bartelli could not have foreseen the chain of events that would lead to her premature demise. Her own welfare was the last thing on her mind as she pondered the prospect of making contact with the mark that would provide her and Jack with enough money to quit their unsavory racket and start afresh. She had played this scene so many times she sometimes felt like an observer rather than a participant. Once this business was over, she could return to New York and back to her normal life. The sooner, the better. Elsa had been in Miami for a little more than a week with her lover and business colleague, Jack Cates. Jack had read about Simon Walsh, a wealthy businessman who had taken over the running of the National Mutual Provident following the death of his father, Sean. Despite being a married man, Simon Walsh had a reputation as a philanderer and always spent a couple of weeks alone in Florida at this time of year. As the chief executive of a multi-million-dollar insurance and investment company, his affluence would be a lucrative source of income for Elsa and Jack. Walsh spent his time in Miami sailing and playing golf, and often had a drink or a quick bite at the Ocean Drop-In, a bar and restaurant constructed as part of a marina complex. The complex, including various shops, restaurants, and a games arcade, mirrored several similar developments, using diversity to attract customers. The Ocean Drop-In boasted a 50-foot bar that was seldom fully utilized, except when regattas or the annual open yacht race were being held. Its decor followed a nautical theme with blue and chrome livery and stainless steel fixtures and fittings. Attempts by the designers to make the furnishings and artifacts authentic only succeeded in making the place look tacky and artificial. Sauntering into the Ocean Drop-In as she had on the previous 5 days, Elsa positioned herself at one end of the bar, where she could easily observe the entrance. Automatically, she opened her handbag and withdrew a packet of cigarettes. As she was about to put a cigarette to her mouth, she asked the barman if he had a light. He lit her cigarette, using a book of matches, and asked her what she wanted to
sample complete. Ready to continue?